I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our contemporary reading is taken from the book
Everything Happens for a Reason and Other Lies I've Loved by Kate Bowler.
A young mother and professor who struggled with stage 4 cancer. She says, "We want to believe that we can guarantee our safety if we just eat right, take the right vitamins, marry the right person, and pray the right prayers. But the truth is, we can't. Sometimes we do everything right and still get sick, still get into an accident, still lose the person we love. Pain is not a sign that God has abandoned us. It's just a part of the human experience. I have lived and breathed the thought that God is here. I am sure of it as I am of my own face in the mirror, that there is something divine, something big and unexplainable in the midst of tragedy is a hard-earned but stubborn conviction." Our reading is taken from the book of the prophet Ezekiel chapter 37 verses 1 to 14. We are reading and listening from the Good News Translation or GNT. "I felt the powerful presence of the Lord, and His Spirit took me and set me down in a valley where the ground was covered with bones. He led me all around the valley, and I could see that there were very many bones and that they were very dry. He said to me, 'Mortal man, can these bones come back to life?' I replied, 'Sovereign Lord, only you can answer that.' He said, 'Prophesy to the bones. Tell these dry bones to listen to the word of the Lord. Tell them that I, the Sovereign Lord, am saying to them, I am going to put breath in you and bring you back to life. I will give you sinews and muscles and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and bring you back to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been told. While I was speaking, I heard a rattling noise, and the bones began to join together. While I watched, the bones were covered with sinews and muscles, and then with skin. But there was no breath in the bodies. God said to me, 'Mortal man, prophesy to the wind. Tell the wind that the Sovereign Lord commands it to come from every direction, to breathe into these dead bodies and to bring them back to life.' So I prophesied as I had been told. Breath entered the bodies and they came to life and stood up. There were enough of them to form an army. God said to me, 'Mortal man, the people of Israel are like these bones. They say that they are dried up without any hope and with no future. So prophesy to my people Israel and tell them that I, the Sovereign Lord, am going to open up their graves. I am going to take them out and bring them back to the land of Israel. When I open the graves where my people are buried and bring them out, they will know that I am the Lord. I will put my breath in them, bring them back to life, and let them live in their own land. Then they will know that I am the Lord. I have promised that I would do this, and I will. I, the Lord, have spoken." In these human words, God's word is heard.
Thanks be to God.
So for today, medyo related yung preaching last week. Ang lectionary reading today kasi, so may several lectionary, alam nyo na yung lectionary reading, no? So hindi ko to, so may scheduled reading each and every Sunday, meron pa nga everyday, ganyan. From Old Testament, letters of Paul, and the Gospels. So when I was looking at the lectionary reading for today, yung Gospel kasi today is about the nung ni-raise ni Jesus si Lazarus, yung kanyang, the one that you love. Dun sa gospel reading na yun, no? The raising of Lazarus, the one that Jesus loved. Andun yun sa text. Ngayon, the Old Testament reading naman is about a very famous Old Testament vision called the vision of the Valley of Dry Bones. So it's from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. So I chose the Old Testament the Old Testament reading to preach on today. And dyan sa Book of Ezekiel, dalawa ang pinaka-main prominent ano dyan, story or whatever. One is yung kanyang naging vision ng trono ng Diyos. Nagpakita si Lord sa kanya with the angels na maraming mata, maraming ulo, ganyan, no? And then the second most famous part of the book of the prophet Ezekiel is this story, no? The vision of the Valley of Dry Bones. At na-preach na yan ni Lizette before, ni Ma'am Lizette. Okay. So last week was Lytari Sunday, or ano yung Lytari Sunday? The Sunday of Rejoicing, kasi patapos na nga ang Lent. So ang kulay last week ay pink. Hindi po dahil sa politika, dahil ano, tawag dyan? Dahil nga it's part of the liturgical tradition of the church. And next week, ayan, we are about to end Lent. Next week is already Palm Sunday, linggo na ng palaspas, and then Holy Week. Ang bilis-bilis, no? Parang hindi ko naramdaman. Hindi, actually, ramdam ko ang February. Pero parang ang bilis. Kung anong kinabagal ng January, siyang kinabilis ng January at March. Ay, February at March. 25% of the year is almost over of 2023. For this Sunday, sabi ko kanina, I chose the reading from the Hebrew or Jewish Bible, or what we call the First Testament. And this reading is titled The Valley of Dry Bones in the book of the prophet Ezekiel. There are two nabanggit ko na, ayok na ulitin. So basically, yung story ay dinala si Ezekiel. Sabi doon ni Ezekiel, the Spirit of the Lord took me, kinuha daw siya, and brought him into a valley that is full of dry bones. No? In the Valley of Dry Bones. And then, sabi ng Panginoon sa kanya, prophesy to these bones. Manghula ka. Say words of prophecy to these dry bones. And nung nagsalita yung propeta, nag-assemble na parang Voltes 5 yung mga skeletons, nagkaroon ng muscle, basically naging tao ulit. And they stood up. And they stood up, pero wala pa silang buhay. And then sabi na naman ng Panginoon sa kanya, prophesy to the winds so that the winds from the four corners of the world may come upon these bodies and become living bodies. At yun nga yung nangyari. And therefore, naging buhay sila. No? They became living persons again. The vision can be interpreted as metaphor or symbolic language pertaining to the destruction of the kingdom of Judah. At actually, binanggit naman dun. No? Dun sa bandang huling part ng story. No? It's the destruction of the kingdom of Judah and the temple. The prophet Ezekiel was a temple priest. Yung propeta mismo, si Ezekiel, was actually a temple priest like Jeremiah and Isaiah. So, pari sila, and then later on, they were called to become prophets. Now, Ezekiel particularly witnessed the slaughter, rape, and violence of the destruction of Jerusalem and its temple. So, in the history of, hindi lang sa Bible, pero yung actual na pangyayari, history, even without the Bible. So, the city of Jerusalem was, for the second time, kasi yung unang beses hindi pa siya winasak ng Babylon. Hindi pa siya winasak. May first wave ng pag-atake yung Babylon doon eh. The second time, dahil nagpasaway kayo, yon. So the Babylonians completely destroyed Jerusalem and its most precious part, the temple. And they were slaughtered. The people were slaughtered. A lot of people died. A lot of women and men were raped. And only a few so-called remnants survived. At na-witness lahat yon ni Ezekiel the priest. He and along with others who survived the destruction were then exiled to Babylon. So may mga nakasurvive, hindi namatay, hindi naputulan ng kamay o buo pa, nakasurvive. Dinala sila sa Babylon. But yung mga dinala sa Babylon were only the professionals. Hindi lahat dinala. Hindi lahat in exile. Yung sa tingin nilang mapapakinabangan pa nila, no, architects, artists, scribes, anyone who had professional skills and the upper elite were na nag-survive were taken to Babylon. So kasama doon si Ezekiel. They were exiled in Babylon. And this is considered as one of the great and the first traumatic catastrophes of the ancient Judahite people. Judahite people who later became known as the Jews or the Jewish people. Actually, the term, kung hindi ako nagkakamali, maring mali ako, yung term na Jew or Jewish was una siyang binanggit nung nasa Babylon na sila. If I am not mistaken. I might be mistaken. Stock knowledge lang ginagamit ko yan. So, they became Jewish or called as the Jewish people in Babylon. And just like anyone and any time in history and even us today, we try to make sense why terrible things happen to us as individuals, as community, or as a society. The ancient Jewish people tried to make sense and meaning out of their suffering and the violence that they witnessed. Yung mga nakasurvive. Yung mga nakasurvive na trauma, we're trying to make sense, bakit nangyari ito? Bakit nangyari sa amin ito? Ano bang kasalanan namin o ginawa naming mali? Ano bang pagkukulang namin? And according to Ezekiel and to the other prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah, the destruction and massacre and later the exile sa kanila when they were trying to make sense of it was the consequence of idolatry, injustice, and inequality. Present, practice, and existing in the kingdom of Judah. No? Kasi palagi silang winawarningan ng mga propeta before the destruction happened. At hindi lang idolatry. Kakonektado dun sa idolatry. Minsan maraming Kristiyano na fo-focus lang dun sa idolatry. Sumasamba kasi kayo sa ibang Diyos, Diyos-Diyosan, ganyan. But that is actually connected, a large portion of the warning of the prophets is about the injustice happening in the land. No, you're not taking care of the widows and the orphans and the poor and the hungry. That was the warning of the prophets. And the second warning was about masyado kayong nagde-depend sa inyong political alliances. And you're trying to play politics with your former colonial masters. No? With Egypt, they had political alliances with Egypt. And the third, dahil andito ang templo, and according to their tradition at that time, God's presence is in the temple, in the people of Israel, nothing bad will ever happen to us. So yun yung kanilang nung bago yung destruction. And the prophets were warning them. There is injustice, pero proud na proud kayo sa templo nyo. Nakasama nyo ang Diyos. And you're becoming so arrogant with the temple that you think God will never abandon you. Walang pwedeng mangyaring masama sa amin pagkat kasama namin si Yahweh. Bukod kay Yahweh, kaburks ko si Pharaoh of Egypt at iba pang makapangyariang mga hari at kaharian. Then all of that was proven wrong. And the warning of the prophets came to pass when they failed to address the evil from within their own people, especially within their leadership. The destruction of the temple, they believed, Ito yung paniniwala nila, ha? That doesn't necessarily mean it's true. They believe was God abandoning them to their enemies. That is how they interpreted what happened to them. There might be some truth in that, but whether those things are exactly applicable to us today, we will see how and in what context. So, ang tanong, have you ever experienced something devastating in your life that you almost felt dead inside? Meron na ba? Have you experienced something that is so devastating that it felt like you were dead inside? Or maybe you even wanted to really literally die because of what happened. Meron na ba? Meron? Meron? Ha? Last year, May. Have you experienced something that left you feeling empty, lifeless, and unmoving like the dry bones in the valley? Yung bang after matapos ang lahat-lahat or after kanya iwan, Char, there is nothing left in you as if you are broken, as if you are broken pieces of a human skeleton, deserted in the valley, iniwanan sa valley. Walang natira sa iyo at ikay mistulang tuyot na buto. Di ba yung sinabing tuyot na buto, hindi ka lang isang cadaver eh. Walang tinira sa iyo, walang laman. Kalansay na. Talagang inubos ka. Di ba? You are, at hindi lang buto, dried bones. Dried bones. Regardless of whether you caused it or someone else, have you ever experienced something so terrible and devastating? How are you now? Kamusta ka na ngayon? Do you still feel or think of yourself as lifeless at this moment? Useless and empty as dry bones? How has God made God's presence and promise real to you? Or wala pa? Or baka naman you're in the process of being put back together. Bone to bone, flesh to flesh, muscle to muscle. Or pwede rin naman, you are now in the process, someone who had been put together, restored, pero wala pang buhay. Kasi meron, di ba? Pinut together pero hindi pa buhay. O baka naman, nasa punto ka na ng buhay mo, ng sitwasyon mo ngayon na you have been given life again. You have been redeemed and recovered with new and fresh life. The symbolic vision of the valley of dry bones, at least for today's interpretation and message, tells us that no matter what evil or pain you may have suffered or will suffer, whether ikaw may kasalanan o iba, whether you caused it or others, the promise is that God will restore you. Yung story ng Valley of Dry Bones. I will restore you. I will put you back together. God will not leave you in the valley of death. Pain, suffering, shame, guilt, and even death does not last. Jesus says, sabi ni Jesus in another story, God is the God of the living and not of the dead. God will not leave you for dead. And last week, I said that a lot of things that happened to us for multiple reasons or causes, maraming nangyayari sa atin ng maraming dahilan. Some of it are caused by others, hurting you or sabotaging you. Diba? Mayroon mga tao talaga sasabotahe ka no matter what, for whatever reason. Some things happen to you simply because of unfortunate events. You were at the wrong place at the wrong time. Naranasan niyo ba 'yon? Yung talagang minalas ka lang kahit hindi major thing, yung nakakabwisit lang na araw. Ikaw ang bunot, 'di ba? Ikaw na napagkalaruan ng pagkakataon. No? Being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Something's happened to you, at ito naman, some things happen to us, to you, because tanggapin mo, ate, talagang kasalanan mo. Kasalanan natin, at lahat tayo may ganun. Medyo mabigat yung libro niya, kasi nga, it's her experience of cancer. First nilang magkaanak. Kakapanganak niya pa lang. I think she is in her mid-30s or early 30s. So, young couple, straight couple, kakapanganak pa lang, parang 2 years old pa lang yung kanyang anak, and then she was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. At ito yung sabi niya, "We want to believe that we can guarantee our safety if we just eat right, take the right vitamins, marry the right person, and pray the right prayers. But the truth is, we can't. Sometimes we do everything right and still get sick, get into an accident, still lose the person we love." Ito yung sabi niya, "Pain is not a sign that God has abandoned us." Ano yung sabi niya? Pain is not a sign that God has abandoned us. It is just part of the human experience. Sabi niya, even if you do everything right, kahit wala kang gawang mali, kahit wala kang gawing kagagahan sa buhay, even if you are a good person to the best of your abilities, shit does happen. This is life. It is not perfect. People are not perfect. You are not perfect. Shit happens with everyone, even when you do everything right. But she also declares, ito rin yung sabi niya, "I have lived and breathed the thought that God is here." Ano tag dito? Loaded yung sinabi niyang yan, ha? Kung mabasa niyo yung libro niya. The Problem with Being Human. Parang ganun yung title. By Kate Bowler. Kasi dun sa buong kwento niya, talaga, may times na galit siya sa Diyos. May times na pati sa magulang niya, galit siya. Galit siya with everyone. Galit siya dun sa mga... At may times na nagagalit siya pati dun sa mga taong tumutulong sa kanya. So yung pag sinabi niyang, "I have lived and breathed the thought, the idea that God is here," pinagdaanan niya yung lahat ng yun. That all throughout that, God is here. "I am as sure of it as I am my own face in the mirror, that there is something divine, something big and unexplainable in the midst of tragedy. What can be the worst possible thing that could happen to you or has already happened to you that God has not or will not redeem or restore you?" Makakapag-isip ba kayo ng pinaka-worst na pwedeng mangyari sa inyo or nangyari na sa inyo na hindi kayo kayang i-redeem ng Panginoon? Wala. Nothing. There is nothing. And that echoes the words of the Apostle Paul. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. No heights, no powers, no principalities, not even death. There is nothing that could ever happen to you that God cannot redeem you. With the acknowledgement that sometimes mahirap tanggapin yung salitang yun. That when you are in that moment of tragedy, That will not make sense. Okay? I want to acknowledge that. I want to acknowledge na kahit sabihin natin na hindi ka pababayaan ng Panginoon, when you are in that moment of tragedy, hindi magme-make sense yun. Or pag... yeah. And this is not just Christian. You can go to all other spiritual traditions. Buddhism. Hiramin ko yung sa Buddhism. Or Hinduism. May sinusundan akong dalawang Hindu guru eh. Alam niyo na to. Sino yung isa? Si Sadguru. Yeah. Very wise yan si Sadguru eh. And the other one, lately, si Gurudev. Si Gurudev. Naka-follow ako sa kanilang Instagram. At ang sabi nila, well, at least si Gurudev, and this is also Buddhist teaching, the only sure thing in life is change. When Gurudev was asked about suffering and pain, sabi niya, it does not last. For like a river that flows, change always flows. Things does not stay permanent. Whether bad things or good things, everything is in flux, ever changing. And therefore, if you are in a terrible shit or tragedy, know that that will change. Even if you don't do anything, what more if you actually do something? What can be the worst possible thing that could happen to you or has already happened to you that God has not or will not redeem or restore? What worst action or decision can you do that God cannot forgive, heal, or transform with or without your help? Now, another binabasa ko, si Reverend Nadia Bolz-Weber, the rock star Lutheran pastrix. Yung pang-insulto sa kanya, nung inuinsulto siya ng mga ibang mga pastor na conservative, tinawag siyang pastrix. Parang insulto daw yun. Ni-reclaim niya. Tapos, yun yung ginawa niyang title ng una niyang libro. Ang una niyang libro is titled Pastrix. Before becoming a pastor, she experienced real physical pain in her life as someone who had a spinal condition at a young age that made her wear metal framing at a young age. Had countless procedures done to her, leaving her exhausted and hopeless. And then far from, kung hindi pa ba naman din yun talaga tsaka, she also had an eye condition that made her eyes, yung lumuluwa yung mata niya, made her eyes pop out. And because of that, she was also subject to a constant ridicule by her peers in school. And kaya hindi mo masisisi, si ate mo, later in life, mga early 20s niya, She then went to be friends with the kind of people most of us will never be around or go around. She became friends with them and became one of them. She became a drug user and an alcoholic. Every possible bad thing happened to her, aggravated by her own decision and actions to throw away her life, believing that she will be dead before age 30. Rockstar life. Di ba yan yung rockstar life? Hindi ako mabubuhay beyond 30 or 40. 27 naman. Diba? But one remarkable thing she said in interpreting her past, one of the most famous na lines na binanggit niya, interpreting her past and God's presence in her life, that God pulls you out of your own self-made grave, kicking and screaming. God pulls you out of your self-made grave, kicking and screaming. Reverend Nadia says, ito yung sabi niya, God picks us up, kicking and screaming sometimes. We don't want to be held that way. We want to be strong. We want to be self-sufficient. We want to be in control. But God knows that sometimes we need just to be held. Sometimes we need to be carried. And God is always there, ready to do that for us, even when we don't want it. So individual yun ha. Ito naman, as a church community, we can also say the same with MCCQC. There were times that this church was like a broken and lifeless and useless skeleton in the valley of dry bones. It felt that way, or at the very least, it felt like we were in ICU. But somehow, God would not let death claim this church community. As long as there were a few of us, rainbow prophets, willing to continue speaking words of life and love, new life will return to what is now Open Table MCC. This church, as the body of Christ, is being pieced together one member at a time. If God can piece together a dead body and bring back to life, bring back life into it regardless of what happened, what more can God do for any problem or pain that you may experience or cause yourself? Nothing. Nothing. Regardless, ulitin ko lang, kahit ikaw ang may kasalanan, God will redeem you. What more kung hindi mo kasalanan? Ang sabi ni Kate Bowler, di ba? Even if you do all good things, shit will still happen to you. So no matter what it is and whoever caused your suffering, God at some point or is continually in the process of piecing you together, reclaiming you, and restoring you. So ito na, tapos na. No matter what it is that you have done or have been done to you, however painful it was, anumang yan, karanasan, noon o nararanasan mo ngayon, gaano man kasakit, kapait o kahiyahiya, gaano man ito kapangit, ito may kasalanan mo, kasalanan ng iba, in the worst possible way, anuman ang nakaraan mo at kasalukuyan, hayaan mong buuin ka muli ng Panginoon. Open and allow yourself to be pieced back together by God's presence and power. And in this context, through the words of the rainbow prophets in the fourth floor of the Oro Building. Open Table MCC can also stand as your modern day Ezekiel, called by God to a vision of dry bones of rainbow people. And God telling Open Tables, nasabi ng Diyos sa Open Table, speak words of prophecy that will restore and bring back life to the fallen and the ones who were left dead in the valley. There is no sin, no pain or suffering, even if it is by your own doing, that can ever overcome or defeat the overwhelming love of God, who wish you to live and who wish you to live joyfully in the fullness of life. Walang kahit ano, sino mang makakahadlang sa pag-ibig ng Diyos na tanging hangarin ay magkaroon ka ng buhay na puspos at kasaya-saya. Wala. Amen.